I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Also, our Monday show is called Helping People, and we are on 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m., and you can listen to us online live streaming at kkxx.net. Oh, this microphone is all over the place. All right. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And the last couple of episodes, we talked a little bit about New Year's resolutions and how identifying a word or a term or a character trait as a resolution instead of a long list of itemized issues is really healthy and a lot easier to incorporate into your everyday life. And so at the end of the year, you're kind of a person who's grown more rather than a person who has accomplished a task. So I have a friend. She is also a therapist. She's actually a licensed marriage and family therapist. Her name is Melinda Haynes, and she works here in Chico. I asked that she come on the radio with us today to just kind of give some input and to talk. And it's just more fun when I have someone to have a conversation with rather than I'm just talking your ear off, right? So say hello, Melinda.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me today. And by the way, my license number is 102308.
Oh, perfect.
With the state of California.
Wonderful. That's probably something that I legally should have stated about you. Good catch.
Law, whatever.
Yeah, you know, the way we market ourselves. So, Melinda, tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice so that when people get to listening to you, they know who this lady is.
Okay, well, this lady has recently returned to Chico, California from Oklahoma. I was in Oklahoma where I got licensed. I had a private practice. I worked a lot with kids and families who were recovering from trauma or transition. I worked a lot with kids that maybe had been in foster care or who were going through the adoption process. And I'm in Chico now, and I'm doing kind of the same thing, just getting started to kind of get my private practice going here.
How would people reach you if they like what they hear and they want to talk to you?
Well, my phone number is 530-518-1406, and I also have a website. It's somethingbeautifulcounseling.com.
Oh, I love that name.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. So last week, I'm sure you all are avid listeners, and you hang on my every word, so you remember last week. Just kidding. We came up with some character traits: authenticity, boundaries, communication, and probably some others. But I thought this week, maybe next week and the week after, we could really highlight some of those and just talk about how for this new year you would be able to incorporate that character trait if that's the one that you wanted to do. So today we are going to talk a little bit about authenticity. What does it mean to be authentic? How do you know if you're not currently being authentic? And how do you change that? So authenticity is, you know what, I'm going to let Melinda, why don't you tell them, what does it mean to be authentic?
What does it mean to be authentic? Well, first of all, I think we need to talk a little bit about what authentic is not.
Yes.
So when we try to be authentic, at first we might think, oh, well, I have to be honest all the time and I have to be totally truthful and just, you know, completely transparent in all situations. And that's not necessarily what authenticity is, because if we're authentic in all situations and constantly transparent, we might do that whole TMI, too much information thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Melinda and blah, blah, blah. you know, and just spill our guts. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily
I was
authentic.
Just being authentic.
Right, right, exactly. It's also not being unnecessarily truthful in maybe a brutal kind of way.
Oh, yeah. Brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. Like, we don't necessarily need to just walk up to somebody we just met and like, oh, you know, I don't like that color on you or, you know, right. whatever.
Right.
Just being honest and authentic.
Like, or that's... walking up to your partner and saying something like, you know, your butt looks huge in those pants.
Exactly.
Like, I was not asking for that information.
Exactly. That unsolicited advice.
Right. Brutal honesty.
Exactly.
Don't wear those pants anymore.
Right. And it's also not just just being truthful. I mean, we can be a truthful person without being authentic. Mm-hmm. So we need to kind of step back and expand our view of what authentic is. Mm-hmm. And so I think authentic might include owning parts of ourself that maybe we don't feel very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. You may be a past mistake or issue or something we're struggling with currently. We all have issues in our life. We all have, you know, maybe complaints or concerns or areas of growth. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at these things and instead of saying, oh, I've got to hide this from other people, you know, I have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I have to act in a certain way in order to be accepted.
If they knew how negative my thinking was all the time. Mm. Oh, man.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at the areas that we don't necessarily love or want about ourselves and we're able to accept that and embrace it.
Yeah.
We're being authentic.
Okay. Or I think that when we can accept and embrace it, I think that's the first step to authenticity. Mm-hmm. I think then owning it and reflecting that. All right. We will be right back after this commercial break. Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Nielsen. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson and my co-host, Melinda Haynes. Before we left for the commercial break, I called her by the name of one of my former professors in grad school, who was an amazing professor, one of my favorites. But that is not her name. Her name is Melinda Haynes. Melinda, one more time, give the listeners your phone number.
It's 530-518-1406.
Perfect. Okay, so we're talking about authenticity. And you know, I'm big into analogies. I think that the way God created my brain is to think in pictures. I think in analogies. And it's going to sound a little weird, but I always think of like authentic Mexican food. I know, it's funny. But when I think about someone being authentic, I think of just be your own authentic Mexican food, your authentic flavor of you. You have to be the authentic flavor of you. You don't want to put in, like, Taco Bell. That's not authentic Mexican food, right? That's based on Mexican food. We put in some things that people in California like to eat. Californians love avocados. And we put in things that people in other parts of the country like to eat. I don't know what other people like. I live in California. But we kind of like made it a hodgepodge, right? Of what we think everybody in the whole country is going to enjoy because we want to please all of the people. We want them all to buy the Taco Bell. But if we are the true flavor of who we are, the true Mexican food of who we are, the authentic, then not everyone's going to like us. Not everyone is going to have a taste for that, but there will be more people who truly and genuinely love and delight in who you are And you don't have to walk around trying to please all the people. And you already know there will be people out there who just don't like Mexican food. Or they don't like it as spicy as you are. I'm pretty spicy. And I tell you, I walk into a room of people who don't like spicy foods, and sometimes I get some looks because I'm a big personality. And which is funny because I'm also partially an introvert. But that's another story. So, but I know that when I walk in the room and my big spicy personality walks in that door with me, that there's going to be some people who really prefer cheese and not chilies. And I just have to know that. And it's not about me. It's not about that I'm rejected. It's not about any of that stuff. It's just they're not into chilillanos. I'm cheese and spicy chilies. I'm both. So I do love chilillanos. So when you're thinking about what is authenticity, am I being authentic? Am I being the true flavor of who I am? But you don't want to burn anyone, right? You don't want anyone's mouth burning. You don't want to be like, ah, it's so hot. I need some milk. I need some bread. My mouth is on fire. Because that is just being, what would we call that? Brutally honest?
Maybe.
TMI.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's a lot of those other terms out there that we could consider that. So finding that flavor of yourself and that mix of who you are and owning it and being it and loving that part of you and allowing other people to love the authentic part of you. Because when you're walking around with that mask and you're trying to make sure they don't see this or they don't see that, or they only see the beautiful parts of you, you know deep down in your heart that they're only loving the good parts. They're not loving all of you, that you're not giving them that opportunity. And in your heart, that's those times, those moments when the enemy creeps in. And the enemy creeps in and says, if they knew this, they wouldn't like you. If they knew this, you'd be rejected. And that's a lie. That's false. And maybe there's people out there who wouldn't like you or would reject you. But those are the people who you probably aren't, they're probably not your flavor either. Whatever they're covering up, they'd be rejecting your authentic self. So tell us a little bit more of your thoughts on walking in authenticity.
Well, when you were talking about wearing the mask all the time and trying to please people, I was thinking how exhausting when we're constantly like, oh, I got to be this way around this person, and then I got to be this way around this other person. And oh, no, if they're both together in the same room, how do I act? And that's just too much pressure. That's too exhausting. And one thing I've been able to tell my clients in counseling is that when we become that one person, that one true person before God, like, who am I? Who did God create me to be? When I am that person and I'm that person in all situations, then I'm at peace.
Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
It's easier, and it helps you to make your decisions. It helps you to be comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. It helps everything because you've got an audience of one.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier to behave in front of everybody.
And so I want to say to that also, because I know there's people out there who will be like, yeah, but I always can hear the yeah, but. And I want to make sure that you know that doesn't mean that you have to be you, that there are so many everyone is multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm with my clients, I am professional and I am quiet and I listen. And that is me truly being me with my client. When I am with Melinda, I'm a little bit gigglier. And we talk and chat, and I talk a mile a minute and she talks and I talk. And so I'm still being me. So in various situations, we have the different personalities, but we're still being true to ourselves within that situation. So, okay, last commercial break. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about how you can build authenticity within yourself. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number. Oh, they changed the name. Associate marriage and family therapist number.
Good catch.
IMF 69783, working under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. They changed our title from associate or from intern to associate because the world at large thought an intern is someone who's still in college and works for free, and we are not. We are people who graduated from college. We have graduate degrees. So if someone has an MBA, they have a graduate degree. I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, but I still had to have the term intern. So finally, the whole state of California changed it, which is really exciting. Now we're called associates. It's a little bit more appropriate. So we're talking about authenticity. You know, here's a good example. If I was walking in my life and not being authentic, I would be so humiliated to call myself an intern because of what everyone thinks. Right. And I would probably go, I'm a pre-licensed marriage and family therapist is what I would call myself. Or I'm a marriage and family therapist, but I'm not licensed yet, but I'm almost licensed, but not yet, but almost. Right. I'd be trying to make justifications instead of just owning like, Matt, this is what I'm called. You know, if you want to learn more about that, let's talk. So I was thinking this is our last segment. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes per segment of talking about how would you know that authenticity is something that you need to work on, and what would you do to start working toward that? And so I was thinking, since this was the very first character trait that I started working on when I discovered the idea of doing one trait a year, I started just noticing when I wasn't being authentic. I had a tendency personally to say yes. I was a yes man, but not because I felt like people wouldn't like me. I genuinely liked my friends. I genuinely saw their need and genuinely wanted to help them. This is way before grad school and psychology. And so I would say yes, and I would do the thing, even though it would be inconvenient for me or I had to cancel on other plans. And then my feelings would be hurt when they had healthy boundaries, mm-hmm. and they would tell me no. And so I started working on saying no, or I always felt that if someone invited me to do something, I had to say yes, even if I didn't want to do it, if I didn't have other plans. So I just started saying no, thank you, or no, I have other plans. And in my head, my plans were to not do that thing because mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that reminds me of just the taking that first step of change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very scary because you're stepping out into the great unknown, mm-hmm. and you don't know if you're going to be rejected, mm-hmm. because you've said no. You don't know how other people are going to view you. And since that's been your default button, uh-huh. to go and to think about how are they going to perceive me, when you do that, how scary is that?
Right.
And how were you able to kind of process that and work through that initial fear of changing?
Well, personally, once I discovered what authenticity was and I started noticing in myself that I was not being as authentic as I would have liked or respected mm-hmm. from another person, I started having what we call cognitive dissonance about
okay.
it. So I started having this really uncomfortable feeling that my actions and my values were not lining up. Mm-hmm. And it was really uncomfortable. And every time I walked with inauthenticity, I felt really uncomfortable. So it was more uncomfortable for me to be inauthentic than it was for me to step out and learn how to be authentic.
Nice.
Either way was going to stink. Either way was going to be hard, and I was going to be awkward, and either they weren't going to like me or I wasn't going to like me.
Right.
And so finally I said, I got to make it so I like me, and eventually people will figure it out.
Right, right.
That's also awesome. Counted it as well.
Yeah. And then there's kind of like you feel almost like you need to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
When you did that, when you're like, yeah. Oh, my initial reaction was to do this, but instead uh-huh. I was authentic and I did this other thing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, ah, oh, I can uh-huh. do this. One step in front of the other.
And let me tell you, those first couple of months, I was shaking. Like mm-hmm. when you get up and give a speech. Yeah. Because yes. it was that was that scary to yes. say no, yes. to say, no, I don't want to go. I remember I was single. I remember a guy asking me to a New Year's Eve thing. And the thing actually sounded really fun, but I was not interested in him and did not want to spend an evening with him or give him a different impression. And he kept asking me, oh, well, do you have other plans? And I kept saying no. And everything in me, I wanted to say, yeah, I have other plans. I have a date with someone else. And I would just say, no, I don't. Well, then why can't you go with me? Because I don't want to go to that with you.
It's awesome.
It was so, yeah, I would shake. He came to my apartment, this guy, like, I mean, there's a reason I wasn't going to date him. I'm like, whew, dodge that bullet.
Order.
Right. Yeah. Close. Nearby. He talked to my pastor.
Oh no.
Character assassinations out yeah. to my pastor. While I'm trying to learn how to be authentic. Oh, let me tell you, the enemy did not like that. Oh, the yeah. enemy was against authenticity.
Exactly.
So I think it's probably in the Bible somewhere. But oh my, it's already up. Time is already up.
Oh.
I'm sorry, guys. I hope that that my anecdote about myself satisfied the bullet points that I planned on talking about during this session. Next week, Melinda Haynes is going to be here to talk about boundaries. You guys want to talk about boundaries? Ah, I love those books by Cloud and Townsend, every single one of their books. And their Facebook pages, both of them. They're just God
awesome. Yeah.
anointed them.
Great.
Oh, man. All right. See you later.